Dreamscape presents Loudmouth by Avery Flynn. Narrated by Tim Page and Kelsey Navarro.
Chapter 1. Shelby Blanton was never going to sleep again. She should have known better than to watch a double feature about possessed houses while staying alone in a rented cabin out in the middle of a snowdrift covered nowhere. Yeah. That had definitely been mistake number one. The other big bad move on her part had been that after-dinner espresso. She was a green tea drinker, but the cabin came with an espresso maker and it had totally seemed fancy and fun at the time, but oh my god, she could practically hear her heart beating now when her eyes were all blinking. It's for the weak. So now, here she was. Starfished on a king-size bed, practically vibrating from caffeine and wondering if every creak and groan of the cabin in the dark was actually a malevolent force waiting for her to fall asleep so it could steal her soul. The tick, tick had to be the huge grandfather clock, complete with antlers in the living room. The intermittent hum was the heat kicking on and off. The shuffle of steps had to be... Shelby jackknife into a sitting position, one corner of the thick down comforter clutched to her chest, and told herself it wasn't an axe murderer. Steps? It was her imagination. Or the wind. Or the pipes. Or... holy fuckballs. There it is again. The noise was coming from downstairs. All of a sudden, the back-to-nature thrill of being in a cell phone dead zone without a landline became a cold blanket of dread that covered her from her chin to the little hairs on her toes. Focus glued to the bedroom door that was open, of course. She reached over to her purse on the nightstand and fished around in it until her fingers brushed by the cool metal of her flashlight stun gun. It wasn't a rock-salt safety circle and a blowtorch, but it would at least give her a running start as long as the intruder was human and not a one-eyed ghoul with a grudge. Okay, she knew the whole haunted thing was just in her head, but tell that to the lizard part of her brain that was doing the ultimate freakout right now. That was it. She was never watching another scary movie again. Ever. Slipping out of the bed, stun gun in her tight grip, she held her breath, straining to hear something over the sound of blood rushing in her ears as she tiptoed to the door. Taking
sample complete. Ready to continue?